Sermon 7. The Lord gave the gift of salvation to sinners with the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. While living on this earth, the Apostle Paul preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit wherever he went. He recorded letters with the intention of nurturing and building up the saints of the Corinthian church, at the same time preaching the gospel that Jesus Christ came to this world as the Savior, took charge of all the sins of the world at once through the baptism he received from John, and died on the cross to fully receive the judgment for all sins. Because the transportation conditions of that time were so poor that they could not be compared to today, the scope in which one person could minister was very limited. From this very point, we can well know how precious and useful letters were as a means of ministry. The recipients of these letters were the leaders of each church, and other churches passed the letters around to read and were nurtured by the word. Because we cannot meet everyone in the whole world directly today, it can be said to be the same principle as compiling letters of nurture into a book to propagate the word. Even in those old days, God's ministry was being accomplished in this very way. It was said that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who do not believe. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Some people believed the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, were saved from the sins of the world, and became children of God. However, some other people despised and rejected that same gospel of the water and the Spirit, and ended up becoming those who will receive the judgment of sin. The Apostle Paul quotes the book of Isaiah in verse 19 and says this, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This means that those who are considered wise through the eyes of this world could not receive the salvation given through the message of the cross and came to perish. On the other hand, to those who believe the foolishness of the message preached, that is, the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, he bestowed the grace of making them children of God. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. The Jews were those who constantly demanded God's miracles, and the Greeks, who produced numerous philosophers, were those who longed for the wisdom of the world. However, those who believe in Christ, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred onto his body, and was crucified, could be saved from all sins and become children of God. Although this truth became a stumbling block to the Jews and looked foolish to the Gentiles, to those who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, it became the truth that saves them from all sins and the judgment of sin. The reason he chose the foolish things of the world and saved them is, looking at the word from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, it is recorded like this: For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. When I first read this word, my heart was uncomfortable. Even when preaching this word to the saints, it was a burden. However, this is a word spoken toward those who were in a state where they could not enjoy the benefits of worldly education while losing their country or living in hiding at that time. The Jews of that time were refugees who had lost their country and fled. However, since today in the 21st century has become a world where the benefits of education are given to everyone, you can accept this word as applying to everyone who does not know Jesus Christ. While living in this world, because we did not rely on our own thoughts, but believed the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross as the word of the gospel of salvation, we could be saved. We could know through Jesus Christ that God's word is more right than our thoughts. We were those who thought that we had to live kindly in this world to become the people of the kingdom of heaven. However, such people could not become those who succeed in their life of faith before God. The very person who quickly acknowledges that he is a sinner before God can believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord in his heart, be saved from his sins, and become a thankful person. The one who acknowledged the fact that he was a sinner before God and one to receive the judgment of sin can believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, be saved, and become an evangelist. To those who knew they were sinners before God and wholly rely on God's word, God saved them from their sins and even granted them the gift of eternal life. Jesus Christ became the Savior to those who believe. It is recorded like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We could become truly wise people through the faith that believes in the righteousness of Jesus Christ as the Savior. By Jesus receiving baptism from John, being crucified and shedding blood, and resurrecting from death, he became the Savior who saved me and you who believe now from all the sins of the world. Because you and I were born with sin from birth, we were those who were bound to live always committing sin, but Jesus Christ received baptism from John the Baptist, had the sins of the world transferred to him, shed his precious blood on the cross, and resurrected from death to grant salvation to those who believe. Thus he made us, who are saved from sin, worthy to be called saints. Jesus Christ gave us faith so that we would lack nothing to become God's people through the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul said he considered all the things he learned in the world as rubbish. Therefore, he said that the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ is the most excellent. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, had the sins of this world transferred onto his body, was crucified and shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death to become the Savior who made those who believe now into children of God. The Lord is the one who finished the ministry of saving sinners from sin on this earth, made those who believe into children of God, and finished the preparation to come as the Lord of the second coming, sitting on the throne of judgment. Our bridegroom is Jesus Christ. It is not because we had much worldly knowledge that we could be saved from all sins. Rather, if we had much worldly knowledge, we would not have believed in our hearts the fact that Jesus Christ became the Savior by receiving baptism from John and hanging on the cross, and would have tried to resolve our own sins by ourselves. Because we were worldly, religious people who tried to resolve our sins by ourselves, we could easily have become those who oppose the Lord's love. Therefore, the people who believe the message of the cross are extremely wise people. This is because they are those who have obtained salvation from their sins through the faith that believes in the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross. Now, we who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit have become the brides of Jesus Christ. Now, although we are men in the flesh, spiritually we are people of faith who have become the brides of Jesus Christ. In the spiritual world, you and I have become children of God who obtained salvation from all sins by believing in the ministry of Jesus Christ's baptism and blood. Give thanks to the Lord who chose us, who were sinners, and gave us salvation from the sins of the world. Because we were saved from all sins by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord, we could become God's people. Therefore, you and I could become the happiest people in this world. Our true happiness lies in the fact that we became His children by believing in the righteousness of God who saved us from all sins. And it is because we can live in this world with the purpose of preaching the gospel by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that pleases God. We have become happy people through faith in Jesus Christ. Before God, because we were physically sinners, we were those who were placed under the judgment of sin. However, God had compassion on such as us and personally came to us, had our sins transferred to Him through the baptism He received from John, received the judgment of sin on our behalf, and resurrected from death to give eternal salvation and new life to us who believe. The Lord met us through the message of the cross, completely saved us from the judgment for our sins, and even gave us the faith to believe. I give thanks to the Lord for all these things. You and I, while doing the work of preaching the gospel word, with the purpose of preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, have come to stand in the ranks of those who meet the Lord and live enjoying the blessing of eternal life.